program for Friday, Bonus. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. It's been our pleasure having you follow us this week. Yesterday we suggested that you read Romans 1, verses 18 through 32. We talked about that chapter some yesterday, and we'd like to talk more about it today. In this chapter, we see sinful human society that has divorced itself from God, and the depths of the depravity that man falls into, even into homosexual sins and all kinds of perversions and sinful acts. And Paul ends that chapter by showing God's wrath and eventual judgment that is to come upon such a people. Verse 32 reads, "Who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them." So God's wrath is against those who do this and against those who even tolerate this. And we said this is very disturbing in view of our society today. We live in a free society, and we're thankful to God for that. But I'm afraid that humanists would seek to free us from the very concept and worship of God. It's really a great experience to read many of the law books of the states of the United States. It's a great, pleasant experience for a Christian. He's reminded of so many things in the Bible when he reads it. However, the end of the story is not a good one. Higher court decisions, evidently influenced by humanism, has rendered so many of these good laws void. Freedom of religion in many public situations has been turned into freedom from religion. In many cases, laws that would safeguard the public morals and promote human decency, they have been rendered useless, invalid, and void. Profane literature, pornography, vulgar music fill the land. Even the airways at times are polluted by such. Legalize abortion, but not legalize in God's sight, has turned a segment of the medical profession into what one would say is murder. Emboldened by humanistic atmosphere in an amoral society where God has largely been dethroned and the Bible has been shut out or looked upon with disdain, the homosexuals have come out of the closet, as they say, speaking loudly about gay rights as if they were some minority racial group. But one must be in the right before he speaks of his right. We cannot make wrong right. Yes, Pandora's box has been opened. The floodgate is open. One morally repugnant thing than another is thrust upon us. Now, as the public moral vitals have long ago been sapped and zapped by humanistic influence, not that of the Bible, it seems that one state after another is going over to the public lottery, state gambling. And as we read, what's implied here in this scripture, Romans 1, 18 through 32, and especially emphasizing verse 32, he says, not only they who do such things, but they who have pleasure in them, they who are approve of them, are guilty along with the others. We cannot tolerate evil. So one wrong after another has been tolerated or legalized in our society. Just recently, some time ago, the great state of Virginia voted upon and passed the state lottery. Just like having liquor stores, it is said that they're going to do it anyway, so why not let the state get some extra revenues from this? But beloved, wrong is wrong, and there's no way then you can make it right. By voting for such things, we take our position with those who are actually guilty of those who practice such things. Even though you may not consume alcohol or gamble, if you vote in favor of this, you are taking your position with them, according to Paul here in Romans 1:32. Remember what Paul says, "Who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that they who practice such things are worthy of death, not only do the same thing, but also approve of those who practice them." If you think the lottery is all right, what about prostitution? This is legalized in some states. Remember what Paul said in Romans chapter 1. Thank you for listening this week.